Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Jonathan Nato from Frostbite Systems and Frostbite Media. And I had recently submitted a show to Hacker Public Radio, and Ken Fallon emailed me and had some questions. And I thought this would be an interesting topic, and he gave me the idea to go ahead and submit this to Hacker Public Radio. So the topic of this podcast is what to do when you're confronted with dealing with a blind person, or how do you handle dealing with a blind person? And he brought up some interesting questions, and there some of them are sort of like little pet peeves of mine, and this is just to give you an idea. And before I get too far into this, you know, these are just my opinions. You know, I'm not speaking for the entire blind community. Everyone has every blind person has kind of their own opinions of, you know, what bothers them, what doesn't, obviously. But these are just some things to maybe take into consideration if you are confronted with, if you run into a blind person out in public, and, you know, what should you say, what shouldn't you say, or, you know, how do you interact with them or whatever. The first thing for me, I go to college right now, and when I'm walking, this is one of my pet peeves, and it really kind of annoys me, but I could be walking down the hall after class or whatever, and, you know, obviously there's a decent amount of people, and, you know, walking down the hallways or whatever, and usually I stay close to the wall because I'm using my cane, and I keep track of where I am by the different, you know, however many doors I pass and stuff like that. So I could be walking down the hall, and I can tell there's people in front of me because I can hear them talking, or I can just, like, it's hard to explain, but I can just kind of, I just kind of know they're there. And they'll see me coming. They can see me coming from 20, 30 feet away, however far away they can, you know, they can see me down the hallway. They can see me coming, and yet they do not say, like, oh, hey, I'm here, you know, oh, how you doing? You know, they could just say, like, hi, just so I know they're there. But instead, I'll, like, bump into them, or since I know they're there, I'll just, you know, walk around them and then go back to the wall. All it takes is a simple just, hi, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, oh, I'm here, watch out. And that way I don't bump into you. And just, I don't know, I feel like I'm a nuisance if I bump into you. And then just, you know, all it takes is saying one word just to let me know that you're there. So that way, you know, I don't bump into you or whatever. But it's been like that for, even when I was in high school, the kids are the same way. And they'd see me coming and they wouldn't say anything, and they'd like squeeze up against the wall as close as I could, hoping I wouldn't bump into them. So all you got to do is, if you see a blind person, just to let them know you're there. Oh, hey, how you doing? Just say, you know, hello or whatever. Just let them know that you're there. And that's just one of my pet peeves. That's probably really the only thing that bugs me. Oh, actually, you know what? No, I take that back. Another thing that bugs me, like today actually this happened to me, there's a room in one of the buildings where you kind of like hang out. There's like couches and chairs or whatever, and if I have some downtime, I'll go in there and use my computer. And when I go in the room, there's always people in there. And you can, obviously you can tell I'm looking for a place to sit. And I'll walk in the room, and I'll just like walk around bumping into people. Like, you know, I'll kind of like swing my cane around to make sure no one's sitting on a couch or whatever. And like, I'll, you know, hit people's feet or whatever. And so when I hit them, I'm just like, oh, sorry. And they're like, oh, no problem. But they won't say, oh, are you looking for a seat? There's one over here. Not one person ever does that. I always have to, like, keep whacking people with my cane until I can find a place to sit. And, you know, it would just be, obviously, I'm looking for a place to sit. So if someone can just speak up and be like, oh, hey, there's an open seat right here, that'd be very helpful. Another thing, one of the questions that Ken wrote is, you know, should you ever ask if you need help, or should you not ask? And I would say you're always better off asking, at least for me. If I'm walking down the hall and someone might say, oh, sir, can I help you? Are you going somewhere? And I'll say, if I know exactly where I am or where I'm going, I'll say, oh, no, thanks, I'm all set, and I'll just keep walking. But maybe they can tell I'm kind of like, I'm not sure if I'm where I need to be, or it might be kind of a new place, and they'll say, oh, sir, do you need any help? And I'll say, yeah, actually, I do. I'm looking for XYZ room, or, do you know where I can find so-and-so? And then they'll help me. So, for me, you're always better off just asking. And like I said, if I'm all set, I'll just let you know. And if I need help, I'll say, yeah, actually, I could use help. Some blind people, though, are like out to prove a point. Like, I don't need any help from a sighted person. I can do everything on my own. And I wasn't brought up that way. I mean, I wasn't born blind. I could see up until I was 14, and I got in a car accident, and I lost my sight from that. And from what I've experienced, some people that are born blind, they're kind of taught, don't ask for help. You can do everything on your own. And so, like, that's why I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not speaking for everyone. These are just my opinions. And me personally, you're better off asking if I need help than not. It's helpful. It's nice. Another thing that Ken asked for a question asked the question was, is it okay to say, like, see you later? And this is another thing that baffles me if it does bother blind people, like, oh, hey, did you watch this movie? Or, oh, see you later? Or, things like that. To me, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, these are part of our vocabulary. I mean, it'd be ridiculous if I were to say, oh, you offended me by saying see. I can't see, so how can I therefore see you later? I mean, that's just ridiculous. I'm not offended by that at all. I'm not offended by being called blind. I think saying, like, visually impaired or, like, visually challenged or whatever the politically correct thing is now to say. I mean, I find nothing offensive with blind either. I think that's fine. I have no idea, who would think that there's something wrong with that. But again, these are all my opinions. I'm glad Ken, suggested something like this. I thought it'd be interesting because, I guess people are afraid to, like, ask, what can I say to you, or what can I say to you, or, hey, I'm just like the rest of you guys. The only difference is, I'm walking around with a blindfold, basically. But yeah, so I appreciate the opportunity for doing this episode. I hope this information was helpful. There's nothing else I can think of that would be of any use that I know of. But if anyone does have any questions, you could email me at feedback@frostbitemedia.org. And I can answer your questions if anyone has any other questions, or maybe I could do an update to this podcast or whatever. But I just thought it was interesting that Ken had those questions. Oh, one last one that I thought of, actually. Sorry, he was asking, like, how would I help a blind person, like, cross the street or whatever. The best way, if you're gonna help a blind person go somewhere, don't like grab them and try and drag them around or whatever, or, like, grab their arm and pull them. The best way is for you to just walk like you normally would, and let the blind person just kind of grab on, hang on to your shoulder, or not your shoulder, your elbow, and we'll just follow you, and walk like you normally would, and we can just hang on to your elbow and just follow you and go where we need to go. That's really the best way to handle helping a blind person out. Never just, like, grab them and kind of pull them. Just let them follow you. We'll hang on to your elbow and walk with you. So. Yeah, that was the last question, actually, that popped in my head. So again, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, feedback@frostbitemedia.org. And like I said, if anyone has any questions, email me. Even if you have a question not pertaining to this, drop me a line. And hey, thanks a lot. Hope everyone's having a great day, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.